I have a story that I've told many times, but seems to get at this question. I was a second year resident, I believe. I was working in the ICU, medical ICU at the Jewish General Hospital. And in Montreal, I'm pausing because I'm trying to remember if it was the Jewish General Hospital. I think it was. And I was the resident, on call that day. It's a 24-hour call, so it was around 5 p.m. And there was a patient, a young man, overweight man. I believe he was had substance use disorders, and was admitted. If I remember correctly, he was an intravenous drug person with intravenous drug use, and had endocarditis. And he was in the ICU. He was very ill. And he deteriorated over the past hour or two, and it was determined that he needed to be intubated. And I approached this attending. I can't remember his name. It seemed to me to be very old. He was probably 50, just like ancient. And I said to him, he's a Frenchman, but he spoke to perfect English. But I said, I think this guy needs to be intubated. I'd like to go ahead and set up to do that. And he goes, that's great. Sounds good. Go for it. Yeah, that's great. And he was like in the attending office, which was right on the side of the clinical area. And I was like, okay, great. So I'm gonna get everything set up. So I get everything set up. I have the meds ready. Have everything's all set up. And I'm like putting the finishing touches on the setup. I'm about to go grab him so that he can supervise me. And this guy walks right through the clinical area. It was like 5:15 p.m. He was wearing a long coat, holding a briefcase and like a top hat. And he just walks right out. He just says, "Good night, everyone." And I remember I was standing there at the head of the bed, this guy who was very ill, and I was very concerned. And I was assuming this guy was gonna that the attending was going to supervise me intubating. I'd never intubated by myself before. And he just walked out. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this by myself. And the nurse was there. We pushed the meds. I put in the laryngoscope. It was what I now call a traditional laryngoscope. We no longer call these devices traditional laryngoscopes because at the time they were the only laryngoscopes. I couldn't see shit as usual, because you can never see anything through these goddamn devices. But what I did see was not cords. It was like something I couldn't tell. It was just like this glob of something, and I couldn't see anything. My heart rate's starting to go up. The nurse is very calmly telling me that his saturation is okay. So I'm like staring at this. I'm like trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm adjusting my view, which is a minimal, and then I realize that this, to me, I think it's like a mucus ball. It's like this big ball of mucus that's covering up his glottis. So I get the suction out, I try to suction out, and I can see now that this thing, it wants to pull away from the tissue, but it's just like too big, too like adherent, too thick. I can't pull it up with the suction. So I remember I reached in there, I pulled out the laryngoscope, I reached in there with my mouth, with my hand, and I pulled out this massive mucus ball. And I remember I looked at it on my hand, this huge ball of mucus on my hand, and kind of threw it onto the towel next to the bed. It was just absolutely disgusting. And I kind of paused there for a second. I was like, oh my God, that is so gross. And I'm now also very, very nervous because it's been at least 60 seconds since I pushed the paralytics. The nurse is looking a little bit concerned. She does not say anything about the patient's saturation or anything else. I just put the laryngoscope back in and I saw a big, beautiful view of the cords and intubated the patient. And that was my first time I ever intubated alone. It is quite a important milestone. I think for resuscitationists, there's only one time where you can do it for the first time unobserved. And I was, when he walked out, when that guy walked out of there, I was like incredulous, but in retrospect, it's one of the best things that happened in my training.